Well, the EFF ensured for another day of drama in the National Assembly yesterday afternoon when they tried to prevent President Cyril Ramaphosa from answering questions. Now, the attempt was directly linked to the power battle within the ANC, with the EFF claiming a suspended president cannot address the Assembly. Now, the past 2 days have seen high drama in the ANC as the party suspended a Secretary General, Ace Magashule, in turn suspended the president, which by all indications are illegal. We try to untangle the mess and speak to one of South Africa's foremost political analysts, UJ Research Professor, Professor Stephen Friedman. Professor Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Jeanette.
This has turned into a soap opera, but despite, I mean, we're rather not wanting to hear the word shock from the president. That was apparently his reaction on receiving a letter from the suspended ANC Secretary General that he's suspending the president. Is this even a legal move that's possible, Professor?
No, I think people are getting diverted. The president has not been suspended from anything. Mr. Magashule has no power to suspend anybody. So, you know, what is going on is that this is a theatrical exercise by Mr. Magashule to deal with the fact that he himself has been suspended. You know, there's nothing in the ANC constitution or the ANC rules which says a secretary general can suspend anybody without a decision by the National Executive Committee. And even if there was such a rule, he's not actually acting as the Secretary General at the moment. So I think that, you know, there's a great deal of theatre involved here. The EFF has for a long time been allied with the faction in the ANC, which Mr. Magashule is part of. So, you know, they are engaging in theatre, they are engaging in an attempt to deflect attention from the real issue. And the real issue is that there's been a shift of power within the ANC, that when Mr. Ramaphosa was elected president of the ANC in 2017, he didn't have a very strong... He was able to control what happened in the government, but he didn't have a very strong grip on what was happening within the ANC. And what we're seeing now is that he and his allies are now fully in control of what's happening in the ANC. So I think the sideshow that's going on at the moment will soon pass. You know, the reality will dawn that Mr. Magashule is suspended from his post, and that this is obviously a huge setback for him and the faction of which he's a part.
Mr. Magashule's behavior, I mean, what are we to read into it? He's been supported, as mentioned by Tony Yengeni. Is this a beginning of a new party splintered away from the ANC, or is this, as you rightly described, Professor, theatrics that he's not going to leave without a fight and some show of drama?
Yeah, I think it's the theatrics rather than the new party. I'm very skeptical that they will form a new party, because I don't think that that party will have very much chance of success. I mean, every time voters have an opportunity to express their opinion on the factionalism within the ANC, they send a very clear message that they don't like the faction of which Mr. Magashule is part. Going back to the time when Jacob Zuma was president, when news broke in the media of the scandal around the Nkandla residence and allegations of misspending, the ANC actually lost the Nkandla seat municipality to the IFP. So, in other words, voters there said, well, we don't like what's going on. When Mr. Magashule's ally, Suprema Mopelo, was forced to step down as Premier of the Northwest Province, suddenly the ANC went from losing by-elections in that province to winning them. So I think that voters have made their view quite clear. I think that a party headed by Mr. Magashule or somebody in his faction would not get a whole lot of seats and votes. And therefore what they're trying to do is cling on to their position in the ANC.
Are we likely to see a cabinet reshuffle of sorts, Professor?
Well, this is a kind of theme in South African politics. I remember when Mr. Zuma was president. I mean, yes, he did reshuffle his cabinet from time to time, but we used to hear a kind of 10 reports of cabinet reshuffles for every time there was one. The fact of the matter so far is that we've been reading rumors about a cabinet reshuffle now for literally months, and nothing has happened. Now, that's interesting because I think, you know, I said right at the beginning, in our politics, you've always got to make sure that you look beyond the theater. People leak things to the media in order to gain a political advantage, and it doesn't mean that those things are necessarily true. So under Mr. Zuma, people used to leak claims that there would be a cabinet reshuffle because they wanted to stop a cabinet reshuffle. They wanted to get pressure to build up to prevent that. Now some people are spreading that, I think, because they want to cabinet reshuffle. So in neither case does it necessarily mean that it's true. As far as I'm concerned, we will believe that there's a cabinet reshuffle if we see one. And so far we haven't seen one. I mean, obviously at some point there may well have to be. I mean, for example, the cabinet has not replaced the late Jackson Mthembu, who passed away some time ago, and at some point they're going to have to do that. So there will at some point be some new appointments. But how serious the reshuffle will be, I think we just have to ignore the rumors and wait and see what happens.
In this whole debacle, Professor, I mean, we haven't heard much or anything, for that matter, from Deputy President David Mabuza. Now, he has weighed in previously on issues. Is he playing, you know, a positive role here by just keeping silent?
I think the issue here at the moment is that we've heard a little bit more from the Deputy President over the last couple of months than we have over the last couple of years. The Deputy President has a problem, and his problem is that he's out on a political limb. And what I mean by that is this. You will recall that before the ANC Nasrec conference, he promised Mr. Zuma that he would make sure that Mpumalanga voted in a block for Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. He changed his mind, and he let Mpumalanga vote as they pleased, and one result of that was that Cyril Ramaphosa became president of the ANC. And obviously, not surprisingly, the faction of which Mr. Zuma used to lead is very angry with Mr. Mabuza because of that. The faction which Mr. Ramaphosa leads was never entirely an ally of Mr. Mabuza to start off with. So, you know, the faction that used to support him is angry with him. The other faction was always a bit suspicious of him. I think that what's happening at the moment is that he is trying to do something about that. And the result of that is that he's got a slightly higher profile. He's been saying things publicly about vaccines, taking slightly more of an upfront attitude. But I think that the way he's trying to do that is to try to mend his fences to some extent with the president and the president's faction, because of course he was one of the people who supported the suspension of Esma Khashule.
Finally, Professor Friedman, has this been a good decision on behalf of the ANC? I mean, suspending Mr. Magashule going forward with local government elections coming up late in the year, noting his impact and his prominence in the Free State area in particular. From a political point of view, how would you view that as a decision by the ANC?
Just one point which I think needs to be pointed out, which is that his position in the Free State is not quite as strong as it used to be. You may have seen that an election in the Free State in which a person called Sam Mashinini, who is a very, very strong ally of Mr. Mafashule, was elected. That's been overturned by the courts. And initially, Mr. Mafashule and his group were going to challenge that in the courts. They withdrew it, presumably because they were told to withdraw it, or they decided they would lose. And that's a setback for Mr. Mafashule. In the Free State, So I think it's less a question of whether this is a good move than is it a move which is likely to cost Mr. Ramaphosa and his allies politically? And I think the short answer is probably not, because I think that Mr. Mafosula and that faction are in a weakened position. And I think that one of the reasons why they've been able to get, for example, a unanimous decision by the five of the top six of the ANC to suspend Mafosula reflects that. Remember that that top six includes people like Jesse Duarte, the Deputy Secretary General, who's been traditionally part of the Zuma faction, and she's supporting it. She was actually the person who wrote the letter for Mashatile, and David Mabuza, who have been allies of that, and they supported it. So really what we're seeing at the moment is a consolidation behind Mr. Ramaphosa, and I think that that is what will happen. I don't think there'll be a pushback against it. And if, as I said earlier, voters don't particularly like Mr. Mafosula and his factions, it could actually strengthen the ANC at the next local election.
Professor Stephen Friedman, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. Pleasure as always talking to you, Professor. Have a good weekend ahead.
Thank you, Jeanette. You too.